Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome, everybody, again. Once again, I'm glad to be back on a Monday, and Steve Starrs here with you on light speed. I got a great guest, Virginia Farber, and you've heard her on RBN before. She's been somebody that you're getting to know. Hopefully, she will be doing a lot of shows here, a top expert on understanding what's going on with smartphones, cell towers, 5G, radiation, but it goes much deeper. The big thing is that she can talk about everything that's going on in the UN, all these other big financial firms and things like that as well. And let's see, I don't know if we got her there. Virginia, are you there yet? Are you with us?
I'm here, Steve.
Great. Well, we missed the show last week because of some complications, but it turned out really good, and I'll tell you the reason why. I did a show 2 weeks ago on the whole idea of impeachment and talking about people calling your representatives, getting these people in Congress to work for you and putting some pressure on them. And, you know, as it turned out, the show repeated again. And later that week, well, yes, Lauren Boebert has taken the floor and called for the impeachment of Joe Biden. Now, I'm sure you've heard all about it because it was big news all over the place, wasn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, right, on the FNB, you know, I call it Think Network Broadcasting because he owns all this stuff. I mean, they're trying to cover this up. And as usual, Republicans of Virginia, you know, they kind of take things in a very orderly but slow process, you know, and they don't really make a big deal out of everything. But she called for impeachment of Joe Biden and lays out the charges, fentanyl, illegal border crossings. I mean, she didn't really even go into the big stuff. And it went to the House Judiciary Committee, where another one of our Colorado, Virginia's in Colorado here, too, with us. Our Colorado representatives is seated, who is Ken Buck, and he's on the House Judiciary Committee. And then, of course, you know, the Republicans did vote for the censuring of Adam Shifty Schiff. Schiff. And that did go through, and then the Democrats went down and they whined, shame, 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 shame. I mean, it was really bad. I mean, Kevin McCarthy had to pound the gavel at least three or four times. The House will now come to order. He should have said, I think we have an insurrection going on here in the House, don't we? You know, call out the January 6th committee and let's look at these people. I mean, come on. These people are the reprobate. They're absolutely so absurd. Yes, shame on Democrats, all of you, all of you. All Democrats are filthy and shameful, the ones that stood there. Now, there are some starting to turn around, friends, because as we pointed out, the Rasmussen polls are showing there's a big shift. Do not believe what you're hearing in the news media about even Trump matching up with Biden in 2024. I mean, those polls are fake. They're not accurate. But anyhow, you know, I'm going to get into it with Virginia, and we're going to talk about what's going on with 5G, what's going on with all these organizations. Friends, it's much bigger than you realize. It's all about this social credit scoring. We know about the environmental social governance that Fink is trying to put in, Larry Fink from BlackRock. Virginia keeps on top of this. As a matter of fact, I learn more from her than I do virtually any other place about the connections with these people. You know, Kamala Harris's husband is on the board with this company, this big firm called DLA Piper. If you don't know who they are, there's connections to these governors and all these mayors in these cities, and she goes into that. And don't be surprised if her phone is cut off while she's talking, because this has happened to us over and over many times. These people do not want you to hear what she's going to tell you about it. She's been through a lot. But Virginia, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into your stuff, but let's go ahead and play this clip here in a second of Lauren Boebert, who I've called her office and I was encouraging her, and she finally took the floor and it passed. So in effect, the impeachment of Joe Biden is now working. It is in it's in committee, Department of Homeland Security, of course, which is the border situation, and the House Judiciary Committee. with Ken Buck and Jim Jordan, a few other people. So stay on the phones is what I'm trying to say. You've got to keep at it. You know, I know it's slow. I know it's tedious. I know you can faint and give up, but we are making progress. And I was calling Lauren Boebert, as I had said on those shows 2 weeks ago, and I said, expect defectors. And lo and behold, I said, there are probably about 20 defectors. How many people defected the first time on the vote for censuring Adam Schiff? 20 people, exactly. Well, a guy posted their names and their phone numbers, and their phone started ringing, and guess what? The second time around, they all decided to vote, yeah, I think he should be censured, and he was. Maybe there were some technicalities, but anyhow, let's go ahead and play that clip, and let's listen in to what Lauren Boebert has to say. I think you'll find that she has some very serious charges against this deviant old man who's pretending to be president. Let's hear that.
The gentlewoman is recognized for 6 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in support of my impeachment bill that will hold Joe Biden accountable for the dereliction of one of his most basic duties and allowing an invasion to take place across our southern border that has compromised the safety and security of the American people. With the passage of House Resolution 529 today, the House is taking historic action. For the first time in 24 years, a House Republican-led majority is moving forward with impeachment proceedings against a current president. This bill allows impeachment proceedings to proceed through the traditional institutional channels by building a body of evidence at the committee level through the committees on Homeland Security and the Judiciary, reporting out impeachment based on the evidence, and then the House adopting a resolution so that when a trial occurs, in the Senate, there is an existing evidentiary record to rely upon when holding President Joe Biden accountable. Since his first day in office, President Biden has trampled on the Constitution through his dereliction of duty under Article 2 to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Instead of enforcing our immigration laws, he has lawlessly ignored them and released more than 2 million illegal aliens into the interior of the United States without any enforcement mechanism to ensure that they appear in immigration court. His actions and open borders agenda demonstrate that he has no intention of enforcing our current immigration and border security statutes on the books. Rather, he is deliberately making a mockery of the rule of law by ignoring congressionally enacted statutes. Joe Biden is threatening our constitutional republic's sacred separation of powers. The National Border Patrol Union even noted that the leadership of the Biden administration are, quote, straight up liars. They even said, quote, we'd say they should be ashamed, but that implies they have a conscience. And this is the most corrupt administration in U.S. history, end quote. Joe Biden's lawless disregard for our federal laws have incentivized more than 5.5 illegal aliens to attempt to cross the border, overwhelming Border Patrol and allowing an invasion to take place that is causing real harm to the American people. The Biden border crisis and massive wave of illegal immigration has fueled a record-breaking fentanyl crisis. Since President Biden has taken office, over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl, including 1,800 Coloradans. Under his failed leadership, Border Patrol agents have encountered over 42,000 pounds of fentanyl at the southern border, and that's just what they have encountered. In addition to smuggling fentanyl, the National Border Patrol Union has noted that, quote, the billions of dollars that Biden's policies make for them, end quote, support a criminal enterprise of, quote, rape, murder, torture, child sex trafficking, and kidnapping, end quote. That is enough fentanyl to kill every American 28 times over. Innocent children are dying from fentanyl overdoses, and the devastation this deadly drug is causing to families and communities cannot be overstated. President Biden's decision to cede operational control of the southern border to criminal cartels have endangered our national security. In just the first few months of fiscal year 2023, Border Patrol has already caught 125 people on the terrorist watch list trying to sneak into our country. President Biden's lawlessness is threatening the very fabric of our constitutional system. Under the founders' carefully crafted plan, Congress has the legislative power to pass the laws, and the president has the executive power to enforce the laws. The president does not have the power to arbitrarily overturn laws or refuse to enforce the ones he philosophically opposes. Rather, he is under a strict duty to take care that the laws of the United States are enforced. If a law is to be modified or overturned, only Congress has such power, not a rogue president taking unconstitutional unilateral action. By nullifying our immigration and border security laws through a systematic lack of enforcement, President Biden has not only threatened the lives of countless Americans with the fentanyl crisis and increased crime, he has threatened the very foundation of our separation of powers. When a president tramples on the Constitution and ignores the laws on the books, it is Congress's solemn duty to restore our constitutional balance through articles of impeachment. Congress's power of impeachment was meant as the ultimate check and balance of the president. The founders hardwired this important accountability mechanism into our Constitution for such a time as this. To stand with the forgotten men and women across America who are suffering from Biden's record-breaking fentanyl crisis, to take action to secure the border and to protect our constitutional separation of powers. Every member should vote to hold President Joe Biden accountable. Mr. Speaker, I yield.
There you are. That's all it took. That's all it took. She got it through. They passed it. Joe Biden is under impeachment, ladies and gentlemen. Just like I said, it only takes one member of Congress, but it takes a majority to start the proceedings, and that is what is happening. So, you know, it shows you, friends, that we can and we have to go on record. We have to hold these people accountable. We have to work with the system where we can, and this is one location and place where we can do it. And my guest today, Virginia Farber, who's been on before on the station here many times, and some of you know her work, is going to be talking about some of the other things that we can be doing, what we're looking at, what we need to know about all this stuff. Virginia, I guess we got a couple minutes. Where do you want to take us?
Well, I've got several things or directions we can go, but as far as Lauren's speech, I mean, flawless. I mean, this girl, I wish we had a million more of her. So anyway, it was wonderful.
Well, we got one more of her, like, and that's you. And you've been there all along. Ladies and gentlemen, I keep telling you the story of the widow and the unjust judge in Luke chapter 18. Read it. You know, she came after this judge and she said, this judge didn't fear God. He didn't fear man. He was just a parasitic bureaucrat was all he was. And she stayed after him day after day after day, and finally he wore down. We got to wear these people down, friends. You got to wear these people down, and you got to demand that they do their jobs and avenge us, our adversary. And Jesus said she prevailed because she didn't faint. She didn't get negative. Oh, it's never going to change. You know, friends, this is a game of force. This is a game of you have to go after it. The devil is not going to surrender anything, and God is not going to work any big miracle unless we're stating our case and staying with it. So Virginia's been staying with it for years. She's another great person and an example to me. Virginia, I don't know if you want to go into your past really briefly and tell folks how you went through this heartbreaking suffering in order to motivate you to get busy to save other children and all of us from the disaster that's impeding all of our freedoms, and it's about ready to lock us down and make our lives just total slavery. Do you want to go there?
Absolutely. In 2008, I lost a son from GBM brain cancer. That's glioblastoma. Anyway, he was a student at SDSU in San Diego, and he was involved in a brain cancer cluster of people. And I found out it was from a cell tower. The cell tower is all government, but I've also investigated six other school cancer clusters. And folks, we better start paying attention to what our kids are being exposed to. What I found out that is that is going on at these school districts are they will release epidemiology reports, and those are just statistical reports that tell you how many people will die in a certain area from a certain form of cancer, and we must demand that we get toxicology studies. So if you hear of a cancer cluster at a school or anything, a toxicology study is what needs to be done. So I've been fighting this for 14 years. I was telling Dave this morning. And so anyway, I'm involved in a lot of stuff going on. I won a lawsuit against the FCC on August 13th of 2021. And basically, and this is what I'm going to go right into, the lawsuit was in the Ninth Circuit Court in Washington, D.C., and the outcome of the lawsuit was that industry can no longer claim safety with wireless devices. But the FCC, the attorneys, stated that the FCC is a spectrum allocation agency and not a health agency. So on May 24th of this year, ART, Americans for Responsible Technology, please look this stuff up and sign on to it. I mean, this is fabulous stuff. They have petitioned the FDA now, and we've known this for years. The FCC, the FDA used to take care of stuff like this, and they, I don't know whatever happened, but now it's we're trying to get it back to the FDA. And so it said in 1968, Congress passed Public Law 90-602, an act to amend the Public Health Service Act to provide for the protection of the public health from radiation emissions from electronic devices. So they have petitioned the FDA now, and I'm hearing through the grapevine that probably just like the FCC, they're not going to respond, so there's going to be lawsuits over it. That's what
yeah.
I'm hearing.
Yeah, and by the way, Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., was one of the was the attorney and actually involved in this. He was the one that won this Supreme Court of Appeals case. So he's very well aware of this as well. And he was Virginia was one of the plaintiffs on the case. And so essentially, the ruling is these devices are not safe, but they don't care. See, these people don't care. They're in all about big business. Again, the violation of the rule of law, your safety, everything that's going on. And as you know by now, it's far worse than just your safety. Now it's your security. Your data is being mined. You're being tracked. They are going to use this system to lock you down. This is a sophisticated sheep stall, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to collar you with it. This is the way it's working. It's far worse than just the health risks that we know. I mean, the health risks are really bad. We have a friend who calls in on our station shows, and they set up a 5G antenna in his yard or in his area, and it killed everything around it, friends. And this is going to set neighbor against neighbor. People are going to be complaining because one neighbor's got one of these antennas, and it's in the vicinity of the other neighbor who doesn't want it. It's going to cause all these problems, and they need to be stopped immediately. Virginia, you've been making some great progress. I mean, so much is going on. We know that there is big, big, big money behind this, and these people don't care about your health, and we need to stop them. So the OTARD ruling, which is over-the-air radio devices or whatever it was, which was what they used. They said, well, the FCC doesn't take care of any kind of health concerns. We just allocate frequencies. And actually, that is not a way out, is it? In all honesty, they have to be in line with the safety concerns, as I understand, right?
Right. Well, the 1996 Telecom Act, I think it's Section 706, you cannot sue over health effects from wireless. And, of course, these are really, really outdated laws, and we're trying to get this stuff fixed so that we can protect one another from this. This 5G nonsense should have never come about. That's all I can say.
Right on. We got a break here, Virginia. We're coming right back. More after the break. Stay with us on Lightspeed here on RBN.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, babe. Why'd you do me this way?
Yeah, you feel like singing the blues? Hey, we should be singing on the phones right now and burning them up with these people who are out there who are not doing their jobs and are not looking out for your safety. They're not looking out for your freedom. Friends, if we don't stop this, and it's worse than just the health effects for these phones. You know, you've talked about the helium 5G and the new high-powered towers that they're putting in, mostly on college campuses and dorms and places like that. These are government-controlled towers, friends, that are emitting all kinds of very dangerous radiation to your children on these campuses where they're learning all this communism at the same time. Virginia, you want to talk about that or anything else that you want to, where you want
well,
to go?
Well, that's exactly right. And Steve, I've actually been contacted by some people on some college campuses in California that are really concerned. There was a lady that contacted me about 3 or 4 weeks ago that they're putting a 5G antenna right outside of her window. And so, you know, but we're having some wins. Michigan, they won about, they were trying to keep cell towers off of the schools, you know, grade, elementary yeah. and grade schools. And so far they've done it. And New York's pushing back. I mean, there's just a lot of states that are pushing back.
Right. There are pockets of where there are resistance and people are fighting this. You can take this information to your city council. I've talked to them about it. I need to go back, you know, your county commissioners, people like that. Now, I actually talked to a city planner for a much larger metropolis around here, and she was telling me, you know, very cordially that there's big money behind this, friends, big money coming in. And that's what they're using here to entice and bribe and con these communities to do all this stuff. And they need to be exposed. You know, we need to get after that. We're looking, like we've talked about, the DLA Piper law firm. If you don't know anything about it, Virginia can explain this. She's shown me how this is an international group of lawyers who are going around the system, big money, big financing. You've heard that. You've heard what Larry Fink says about controlling corporations. Friends, you're not listening to the news anymore. You are listening to nothing but paid propaganda. And I would be willing to tell anybody, and I worked in the mainstream news media, that, you know, are you aware of the fact that there's a scripture that says whosoever loves and makes a lie will have a place in the lake of fire? That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Yeah, tell me about 9/11. You know, tell me about the safety of this vaccine. Tell me about all the lies that you've been spreading there at that business. I would get out of that real fast if I were you, because you're going to be held accountable for what you're doing. These people are lying to you, and it's not about ratings. It's not about selling products. It's not about audience. It's about them being owned now as a propaganda machine. And that's why this network is so important, and people like Virginia's message are so important. Get this, the archive podcast here from the station, and send it out to people. I'm going to be sending it out. People need to hear this. We need to wake up. Virginia, you know, where do you want to go? You want to talk about some of these big, huge UN connections and all these other people and DLA Piper, or where do you want to go with this?
Well, DLA Piper, I mean, they are they're in 40 countries. They're even in China and hired, CCP people. I mean, this is how crazy it's gotten. And they actually co-authored the Paris Agreement. So highly involved. And so, you know, what I found out when I was looking at telecoms, a lot of the people that worked for the FCC, when they were finished with the FCC, kind of rolled over into the DLA Piper law firm, okay? So, and I saw the same thing with the pharmaceuticals. And so this is huge, and this is how they do it. And they keep a stronghold on us. And we need to hold them accountable to get this stuff stopped.
Yes, we do. And speaking of rolled over, Bill Barr was working with Verizon and small cell antennas before he came in to work as attorney general. And you saw what happened there. I mean, this guy's corrupt, too. I mean, you can see that inside the government, these people have decided that they're going to play games with you. They're going to just do what they want to do. OK, they're not there to serve. They're taking huge amounts of your money. They're locking you down in slavery. They're observing you. They're stealing your data. They're all about keeping you under control and keeping you in the dark. And we've got to come after him right now. RFK Jr. has been very, very, I like him, you know, as far as what he's doing. You know, a lot of people say, well, he's got concerns about the environment or the environmental climate change. Let me tell you, friends, there's more than just CO2 that we need to look out. And CO2 isn't really the issue. How about chemtrails? How about the genetically modified crops and organisms they're putting out all over the world? These are pollutants, friends. We need to be dealing with those. And I think RFK Jr. is going to look into it. But these big law firms and these people, what about these governors and mayors, this organization that you were telling us about, with organizations that people who are involved with UN? Find out if your mayor is involved. As a matter of fact, we know mayor in Larimer County here in Colorado, and others are involved with these organizations. These people are traitors to your constitution, to your rights, to the human race, and to God Almighty. They need to be stopped and identified, right?
Right. There's something called the GCOM, and that stands for Global Covenant of Mayors. And most of our mayors up along the Front Range of Colorado all belong to this organization. Well, it was Michael Bloomberg and the UN that started it, but now the World Economic Forum is all behind it now. So, you know, I mean, the mayor here where I live, I mean, she's traveled to all over the country and to other countries to push a lot of this climate stuff. So, right. You know, this is what's going on.
We'll get back to it right after the break. Stay with us. Virginia Farber right here on Lightspeed, RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, there's a pain in my side, but I can travel alone, bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs, bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon, judgment getting closer all the time. I can't find tomorrow, bring peace to this troubled land.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show here. We are continuing with Virginia Farber, and she sends out a lot of things. I was telling her that I'm going to get her a Substack and set up, because she's got more stuff than I can keep up with. And I feel really bad because so many other things have been happening. And on my Substack, stevestars.substack.com, go there. Give me some likes. You know what I mean? I post things on other people's Substacks and I get 15 or 16 likes on a comment, and nobody ever does much on mine. But I want to get into some of this stuff that Virginia is talking about, because I want to get her information out. We got to get this out there far, friends, far and wide. You know, you sent me something about the South Pole earthquake weapon, and I think people have heard a little bit about it. The Geoengineering Trilogy, Chemtrails, HAARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth, 2014, under an ionized sky, from chemtrails to space fence lockdown. 2018, Geoengineered Transhumanism, How the Environment Has Been Weaponized by Chemtrails, Electromagnetism, and Nanotechnology for Synthetic Biology. You want to go there a little bit for a while, Virginia, or where do you want to go with this?
Well, I just got that.
Yeah.
So I sent it to you because it's very, I wrote it down. It's the ice something or other, but it's a new observatory, and it's in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right.
So Alana Freeland thinks that this is another new HARP facility that they've done, and it's pretty scary if you start looking into it. So I'm going to do some more researching on that, and I will definitely report back to you on it.
Yeah, we'll look into that. I know Greg Reese did a piece recently that was running about this all this system that was setting up another very large low-power ELF operation there. And yes, there are things going on, friends, that we're not even being told about. I don't know how we let these maniacs get into these positions of doing these things, but we've got to expose them and call them out and see what they're, you know, let people see what they're actually doing. Because remember, this isn't just about your cell phone. What was the line that you told me where a guy said he, in this life, he was going to pick his poisons and he didn't figure his cell phone, his smartphone was really one of them that he had to worry about? Let me tell you something. It's all working together. That thing is tracking you. That thing is going to measure your nanoparticles inside your circulation to determine if you've been taking your vaccines. It's going to, with the new CBDC, it's going to be your commerce system. You're going to be tracked. That thing is the poison, Jack. You know, wake up. Come on. I mean, if you got one of these things, I would encourage you to get rid of it or just put it on the shelf and use it like I do. I've got one. I very rarely use it. I only use it for when I'm traveling or emergencies. But, you know, let's get back to hardwired stuff, because these smartphones and these smart meters and everything like that are causing fires and they're causing an enormous amount of damage. You want to go there with that for a little bit, Virginia?
Sure. I actually, the Fitbits, I don't have any of this stuff. There's Fitbits that you can wear and smart watches and things like that. They're actually taking data from those for your health, and they're keeping all of that stuff in a data center now. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about these Ring doorbells. You know, everybody thinks they've got to have them for safety, but they're radiating you. They're not only surveilling your property, they're surveilling you. It's the same with the Alexas. I mean, if you want this stuff in your lives, then so be it. But, boy, oh, boy, you know, they're going to use it against us. That's what's going to happen.
That's right. But as Virginia says, you know, there are communities that are rising up against this around the country, and you might be in one of them where they might be open to that if they haven't been so corrupted yet. Counties and various locations, we've got to fight this on the local level. And a lot of people are becoming very aware of the dangers of this stuff. I mean, these things cause cancer. People are carrying these cell phones around on their body, and they have tumors that reflect the very shape of that object right where they are. This stuff is not good. It was never designed. And as a matter of fact, it exceeds even the power restrictions that it says it has in many cases. You don't want this. And when you go into a crowded place, you're full. There's everybody's talking on their cell phone is what I would call it. Yeah. Everybody's on one of these smartphones in these locations. You're going to get bombed with this stuff, and these people have no idea what they're involved with and what they're getting into. You're being tracked, you're being measured, you're being watched, you're being surveyed, and you're eventually going to be shot up with a bunch of drugs and stuff like that. They're going to be able to tell whether you had your doses and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I mean, you've seen this, right, Virginia? It's not just smartphones. She talks about smart meters. We've had a lot of fires where these houses burn from the inside out. We had a huge one here in Colorado, billions of dollars in damage. And, I mean, these houses were on fire from the inside out, friends, and the trees outside weren't even touched. That wasn't caused by a sweeping fire that came down out of the mountains like we were told. And Xcel Energy, I think, ended up having to admit, although they didn't really go into the details, right? Isn't that what happened there?
Right, and they basically have said they don't know what caused it. So
yeah.
I think I know what has, but, you know, it's up for debate. I want to let everybody know that State Farm a couple of weeks ago in California has announced that they will no longer cover for fires in your homes or on your properties anymore. So, you know, this is where we're going, and they know why there's these fires, and we need to get these meters off of our homes, period. That's it.
Yeah, they're bad news. Yeah.
They're bad news, and, you know, and it's always, again, it's the surveillance. It's not just the radiation. It's just the whole package, you know, and this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. We are allowed to have privacy within our homes, and they are grabbing as much data as they possibly can. I've got about a 10-page, I looked into Denver data centers, and oh my goodness, there's so many of them anymore, so I'm sure it's like that pretty much everywhere. But, you know, and these data centers use lots and lots of energy, and it was yesterday they said that the new 5G infrastructure that's going in will use 61% more energy than the existing infrastructure. So who's going to pay for all the energy to run this stuff? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, all of us. That's right. Hey, we got a caller from Maryland. Lynn is with us. Let's see if we got enough time to bring in her. Lynn, let's see if Lynn is there.
Thank you very much, Steve, and thank you, Virginia. And I meant to say the last time I heard you that I'm sorry to extend my sympathy for the loss of your son. And thank you for being so brave and doing all the work you do. I appreciate you. You know, while I was listening to you, I was actually thinking of Proverbs. I think it's 16:25. And now I'm getting dyslexic. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that's this technology. You know, and I remember I used to be on calls about wireless, and you'd hear somebody say, oh, yeah, I was talking to somebody telling them how bad it was while they were in the Apple store getting their phone fixed. You know, you can't continue to support the industry and expose ourselves, because it's not just us individually. Other people's usage affects us. You know, I don't let anybody in my house with any wireless technology, with a Fitbit or a cell phone. And actually, there's a book, The Battle for Your Brain, by Farah Haney. Don't read it the way it's written, because she defends, you know, what she's fighting for is cognitive liberty. Well, except give her the data. You know, if you buy earbuds at this point, I wouldn't trust they weren't doing your EEG, because they have earbuds that actually read your EEG. So they're doing biometrics on our brains. Well, they're also going to reverse engineer that if they haven't already. Think of Annie Jacobson's book, The Pentagon's Brain. The whole thing, and that's what all this tranny story hour crap is all about too. It's about getting us into transhumanism and getting us to accept it and not having any fear of it. You know, already with VR and extended reality and augmented reality, people don't even realize that they're playing with it every time they look at a screen, because they've been running virtual reality in the background of every browser screen since 2017. And the thing with virtual reality is whatever your brain takes in, even though you're not conscious of it, your brain knows that to be utter, absolute truth. And that was the day when I learned that, I got off the Internet. I already knew about VR, but when I heard that they were running it in the background, it took me 3 years to verify that it was true, because it wasn't on the Internet. I knew it was true when I heard it, and it's true. And so there's going to come a time when you're not going to have any free will. You're giving it up every time you use the device and look at a screen.
That's getting worse and worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead, Virginia.
No, I agree with you completely on this. I mean, I have looked at so many things that probably would scare the average person. But this is exactly what they want to do. And cell phones, I mean, there's PhoneGate Alert, there's 42 cell phones now that exceed FCC guidelines for exposure limits. Most of them are smartphones, mm-hmm. And I actually heard this from an expert about 2 weeks ago, that these new cell phones have up to 5 antennas in them, but when they're tested for safety, they're testing 1 antenna. So this is how dangerous these things have gotten. And yes, they can do mind control. They can do all kinds of stuff with this. And they can do that with the infrastructure that's going in around us as well, too. So, you know, they can make you docile, a whole area docile, or they can target people with it. So, yeah, it's very scary, and they know it. And from what I heard, I haven't gotten this verified yet, but I heard that, I guess it was just in the last day or so, Biden has just now approved another $42 billion to put in this infrastructure.
Wow,
so they're big.
And
big
I call Congress
money.
All the time, because the other thing is you can't get a phone number. Everything is just a QR code, or they don't even give you a form anymore, like to renew your license or whatever. It's go on a website. I call Congress and say, stop it. I have my rights, and my rights say I don't want to play in this. This is the devil's playground, and I'm not going to play. I've read the end of the Bible. I know what's coming. And if the image of the beast is what's running back there on everybody's screen, they're already bowing down to their idol. So they've worshipped the image of the beast, and there's no repenting of that.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and the other thing is like students, and this has been 8 years ago, they actually, I'm sure every student has an ID card, it's probably got an RFID chip, and everything that student does, even off campus, is tracked. Everything. And nurses in hospitals, they have a lanyard around their neck, and you look up at the ceiling, and every 6-8 feet, there's a transmitter. Everything is wireless. A person's EKG is wireless. But the EEG stuff with our brain, it actually is doing biometrics on our brains. So even though our brains fire all pretty much the same way when it comes to a particular emotion or whatever, we're very individualistic, like with our thumbprints or, you know, our fingerprints. And so they're going to reverse engineer that. Any data, anything we do online, we are feeding AI. AI is not just generative AI like ChatGPT. I mean, this is dangerous. We're being diagnosed medically. And everything we do, we need to think about it, and we need to refuse it. Say no.
Yeah, okay, yes.
That's exactly what I do. Every day I do that. And people, I'm telling you, I've told Steve this before, that, you know, I get slammed for not having a cell phone and for not, going to the bank and, this would be much easier if you had a cell phone. Well, is that a requirement of the bank?
And that's the other thing. Refuse to do digital banking. Stop banking and paying for stuff online. You know,
right.
Get a paper statement. And also, Virginia, remember, like around 2017, there was the NIMH study, and they did it on old folks. And they advised old folks not to have a cell phone even off in the same room with them, because there was a measurable decline in cognitive function. So even in the middle of the day, if you're watching TV, you know, paying bills, doing a hobby, not to have a cell phone in the same room with them.
Right.
Medical, hello, and those are old people. What about little people's developing brains, the ones
right.
that can't
well,
write in cursive?
I did get last month a new research paper. It's 50 pages, and it talks about what we're doing to our children with wireless. And they're even showing fetuses, and they're being born having brain damage because the moms have put their cell phones in their pockets, on their bellies, everything else. And so, you know, we're just asking for it.
And doing sonograms, like pregnancy centers with sonograms, a female fetus's eggs are the first things that form. And so those eggs are deformed. She likely could have birth defects or be infertile, but if not, the next generation will be. There will not be a second generation after that because of exposure to wireless at that early stage in pregnancy.
Yeah, it's bad.
I was on a conference call with Dr. Martin Paul not too long ago, and he's got something called the VGCCs, and that's the voltage-gated calcium channels. And he actually just found out that this is part of the destruction and why people become EHS sensitive. So that's really important. But what really struck me is he said, we're going down a road right now. He said that the majority of the children coming up today will not be able to have children in the future. So you're exactly right on this. So it's well, all
and the whole thing with brain-computer interface, and they're opening up the blood-brain barrier, and you can get a little halo thing to wear on your head or a scarf or a cap or even your earbuds, and they're reading your EEGs. They're gathering the data. I mean, and you can, you know, when they came out with TMS, I said to a shrink, why don't they just make an app? Well, guess what they have.
Right.
Yeah,
okay, thank you for all the time.
All right,
I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Thank you.
They bless your heart, Virginia. Thank you.
Thank yeah. you.
Well, there you have it. You know, people are listening and they're paying attention, Virginia. We just got to get more of your information out. We got to get you out in a place where people can continually get what you're bringing out, because Virginia has stuff coming out just 2 or 3 times a week that just knock your socks off. And I have been, you know, what was the article that came out not too long ago where they were talking about the nanoparticles in the vaccines that are apparently resounding with some of these, RF signals that are coming from phones and 5G. Wasn't that correct there? That what I saw with that?
Yes. And
hang on, Virginia. We'll get right back to it.
You bet.
Antelope Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, got to get right back in. Just got a few minutes left, and since we've got such a great guest, I want to give her as much time as possible. Virginia, You were in the film Take Back Your Power years ago that many people might have seen. We've got a lot of people who've been informed of this and trying to do the best they can. But yet at the same time, people are addicted to this 1,000 deaths by gadgets that are coming out everywhere right now. We got the kids playing with them. We got everything happening around us and not even aware of what's happening with the health issues, as well as, you know, how we're being rewired mentally, as our caller Lynn had just said, right?
Absolutely. And they will do it as long as we let them. And she's exactly right. We can't play into the system. And I've known this for years. That's why I got rid of my cell phone in 2008. And I haven't had one since. And you, boy, when you don't have one, you really notice the addiction to these things. And it's actually quite frightening to watch. So, you know, I do want to leave people with a little bit of some good news. I actually have some legal documents where they're going after satellites now on the 5G satellites for environmental impact studies. So, you know, there's just a lot going on. I think there's going to be more and more people that are going to start filing lawsuits, and this is exactly, the more lawsuits, the better to bring this down, because it's going to be the only way to do it.
Yeah, these people need to know that they're going to be held accountable. And this is already happening, I think, with the vax situation or the jab, this toxic jab. But, you know, that article that we were talking about before, where there are the nanoparticles and graphene oxide, various things like that that are being injected into people as well. You know, I tried to look at that and read it a little bit, and I kind of skipped my attention, and now it's buried in my email. I got to go back and get it. Can you fill us in just real quickly on what was going on with that?
Well, you know, you're putting metals inside your body. I mean, you've got, you know, there's aluminum and mercury and all kinds of stuff, you know, and you're inhaling it from the chemtrails. So I'm sure our bodies, you know, smart dust, that kind of thing. Well, you know, they can, you know, it's all about getting us connected to the IoT, the Internet of Things, and the IOB, the Internet of Bodies. So, you know, if we allow them to do this to us, then, you know, I just think if we could get rid of cell phones, or if you have to have one, you know, just be very careful and try and take it down, the messages down, and then make it to a landline phone, a corded one, make sure it's corded, and, you know, take your messages that way. Then, you know, we're not paying into that system. I mean, I don't even know what it costs to even buy a cell phone. I've heard they're very expensive, and then you've got the monthly charges on them. So, you know, they've actually stated, this was a couple of years ago, that the average person would spend between 70 and 80 grand in their lifetime owning cell phones and having their information that you can use on them.
Yeah, all the goodies that go with it, too. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So,
yeah. We're addicted to these gadgets, ladies and gentlemen. Death by 1,000 gadgets is what's happening. And, you know, I just want to kind of think about this for a moment, finish up with it. The idea is that, you know, in the book of Genesis, God said the earth, the people were corrupting so fast, he had to stop the human race and start it all over. And Jesus says, of course, in the end days, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. You're seeing it happen. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you it's that bad, but it really is that bad. Things are corrupting so fast, there's going to have to be an intervention coming very quickly, too. I hate to get apocalyptic on people, because I'd like to think that, you know, our children and our grandchildren have a future. But unless we step in right now, unless we find a way to turn this around and quick, this thing is going to go really bad fast. These nanoparticles that Charles Lieber was arrested for, you know, this Harvard professor creating these things, these nanotubular particles and stuff like that, they're already implanting these things, and they plan to do more of this. This medical industrial complex is the sorcery of Mystery Babylon, friends. That, look up at that word. That word sorcery is translated from the Greek pharmakia. Pharmakia. It's in the last chapter last chapter of Revelation right there. It tells you this is the way it's going to be, and we're seeing it already. I mean, it's just, I've never thought it could be this bad this fast, but it's just happening. Virginia, another quick note before we go?
Well, I think that's about it. You know, I absolutely agree with you, and of course, you know, man will die from lack of knowledge, and you know, all I do is, you know, if I can get one person out of 20 to listen to me, I think I've got a win.
You got a lot of them today. Yeah. Take this podcast down and send it to your friends, ladies and gentlemen, and visit RBN, the website, Republic Broadcast.
If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.